Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
With a smoking hot photo.
But nothing compares to the smoke Russell Simmons is getting. We're gonna dive into that.
And if somebody busted open for BB REXA, you won't believe what went down at a concert.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Well, all right, so Tanner, what's up first?
Oh, Gary, all right. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are celebrating being newlyweds the old-fashioned way. You guys remember. You know how they do it? By expecting a baby.
Right. Oh.
Kourtney seemed to reveal the news at a Blink-182 concert by holding up a sign saying, "Travis, I'm pregnant." She also shared pics of Travis loving on her baby bump. Aww. It is their first baby together. But of course, Kourtney has kids with Scott Disick, and Travis has kids with his ex, Shayna Mokler. And when someone on IG asked Shayna what she thought about Kourtney being pregnant, she said, "I've known for weeks. This is not new news to me."
Oh,
that's big hater energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You ain't need to say all that. You ain't need to say all
but
that.
But also,
Shayna,
that's
relax,
just the petty
relax,
people just going to the ex-wife being like, "What do you think about this?"
Yeah, that's true. But okay, can we talk about the fact that everybody was like shocked and was acting as though Travis didn't know that Kourtney was pregnant? Like, come on. First of all, if you've seen Blink 182 videos, it was clearly a play on "Say It Ain't So, I Wanna Go," the video where the signs in the crowd is "Travis, I'm pregnant."
I remember the song, don't remember the video, but that makes
that
sense.
That is an excellent pull.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It was literally from that video. So I was like, come on now. Her stomach is big as hell. Like, what did she think he was?
Who would have known? Jesse Wu and Blink 182.
Oh, I love Blink 182.
Ooh.
Linkin Park, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like while Travis Barker's kind of popping because he's a drummer for that band.
But my situation with this story, it bothers me. This is just me.
Why
are you having a baby for this man? You got a brood of damn children. He has children. So why would you have a baby?
Because that's her new husband.
They're married now.
But do you have to have a baby with everybody you sleep with?
I mean, it kind of helps.
Whoa. First off, pop the brakes. They're married, and they're both millionaires. They can afford to have another kid.
All right, well, it's time for a
Dish Baby Report.
Keeping that baby energy going. That's right, and hot on the heels of Father's Day, we got two babies to talk about. Now, first up, we found out a few weeks ago that 83-year-old Al Pacino had a baby on the way. His partner, 29-year-old Noor Al-Fala, has just given birth to a boy named Robin, and this is her first child and his fourth.
This is amazing. Honestly, the miracle of life.
Yeah,
here.
Some girls have all the luck.
All the luck?
Yeah. Why, I would love to have Al Pacino, baby.
Really?
You could get, well, he's
he
old wrinkly.
But
he's
good.
Fine with,
he
look
looks
at
good
that
for his age. He look like he about to die, but not like tomorrow. Maybe next week.
He got time.
I could do with that.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a fourth quarter child, I guess. You know, especially like when you
late
got the money to take care of it.
Late in the fourth. This is the 2-minute warning child.
Yeah.
Like, we got...
I don't know. To me, who would have thought that Al Pacino would have been 89 years old still saying, "Say hello to my little friend." That is insane.
Yeah. Honestly, very impressive.
And that's not all, y'all. Mark Anthony, honey, and his wife, Miss Nadia Pereira, just welcomed a baby. Now, it's their first child together, but Mark's seventh kid. Mm-hmm. But now, y'all, we don't know the baby's name, but Mark dropped a pic, honey, on IG and said, "God's timing is always perfect." Mm. Happy Father's Day.
Aww.
Oh, that is so touching.
Let me tell you something about Mark Anthony. He going to do two things. He going to sing his lungs out, and he going to put two babies in you, okay?
Yeah.
He don't do nothing else. Yeah. He going to put a baby in you.
Oh, he's the I'll be back in 2 and 2 guy?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but all his kids' mamas are famous, and honey, she's just nobody. So when these kids all get together for the birthday party, your mom, who's your mom?
I did not know Mark Anthony was veering his Vita like this, okay? Well, Mark Anthony's ex, Jennifer Lopez, just celebrated Father's Day by singing the praises of her husband, Ben Affleck. She dropped some pics, including a thirst trap of her man, and said, "Daddy appreciation post.
Oh.
Happy Father's Day, Papa, and happy Father's Day to all the amazing papas out there." What happened to Mark Anthony, girl? Ain't he the daddy of your kid?
Yo, Mark Anthony doesn't look like Wolverine, though. Ben Affleck's looking jacked here.
My goodness.
Yeah, is he giving you a Ben Aff snack?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I didn't know he had all that ab work going on.
Yeah, but y'all, how current is that picture?
It has to be current, because this is how Ben be looking. Like, he always has this same expression. Even when he's happy, this is his expression.
This is definitely post-Dunkin' Donuts era. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He went through a low moment. Now he's riding back high and got his ass in shape.
Slamming them car doors like you've been seeing him do lately. Maybe that was a part of his workout, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's how you get that shoulder and pec together. All right, now, there's a lot of dads out there who had great Father's Day weekend, but Russell Simmons' daughter celebrated by gifting the icon some smoke. So Ming Lee posted a Father's Day tribute to her mother, Kamora Lee Simmons, and Russell got a little tight about it and posted a meme that said, "Stop asking fathers why they never saw their kids and start asking mom why they couldn't. God bless the night."
Wow.
Then things went from 0 to 100 real quick, and Kamora Lee hopped on the gram to set the record straight and begged Russell to stop harassing her family. Check this out.
"Don't have anything to say about what goes on in this house, because if you want to, then we can all just do that. Like I said, I like receipts. I have receipts. I've been collecting them. I've been baking a cake. So if you want it, just let me know. Hit me up and let me know that you want it. I got more. But please leave us alone. I beg. Sometimes I'm a little feisty. The yoga kind of escapes me, you know, and I'd be wanting to like, but..."
And the saddest part of it all, Russell's baby girl Aoki Lee also hopped on Instagram Live crying about Russell's treatment and behavior towards her by posting receipts, text messages, and screen recording of Russell yelling at her with the sound off at that, so you can kind of like just throw the words in yourself.
Yeah.
Well, Russell posted a photo of his daughters on social media with the caption, "God is testing you a little bit. It's okay. Be strong. They are all called growing pains. Reach back to old lessons and remember to remember. Smile and breathe deeply. Sorry for being frustrated and yelling."
Thank you so much, Russell.
No problem.
I am deceased.
Boy. Yeah, a lot of times I like to give the benefit of the doubt, just saying, "I'm not in this relationship. I don't know how it went down." But we know the divorces can get real nasty. Mm-hmm. And sometimes young kids don't like them when their parents come down on them. My parents came down on me, but I didn't turn around and say that my parents were like emotionally abusing me. But it's like young people have feelings about these things.
Aoki and Ming are grown. These are grown college graduates who understand who their father is. I could see if they were kids, right? Little kids. But these are grown women. So at this point in their lives, they understand who their daddy is. And their daddy is what all them other women's been saying for years.
No,
so this sounds like the chicken coming home to roost, as far as I'm concerned.
And to what you said, Tanner, emotionally abused kids are usually rich. So that means you probably wouldn't fall in that category. But, you know, I mean, it's just...
Well, here's some more drama, y'all. Poor Bebe Rexha got clocked in the face by an iPhone while she was performing in New Jersey. A crazed fan hurled a phone across the crowd that hit girlfriend in her nose so hard that she fell to her knees. Oh, Bebe let fans know that she was okay by posting photos of her black and blue eye with the caption, "I'm good." So the fan, Nicolas Malvagna, has been arrested and charged with aggravated harassment, attempted assault, and harassment. And when asked why he threw the phone, this man said, and I quote, "I was trying to see if I could hit her with the phone at the end of the show because it would be funny." Oh, my gosh.
Charge this man.
This is crazy. Yeah.
Guilty. You don't get to mess around. You mess around, you're going to find out, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
It was an iPhone.
I know you're not trying to say what I think you said.
Are you talking about iPhone? Come on.
So it lived up to the name. Like, it hit her in the iPhone.
I mean.
I'm sorry. No, but y'all, I really thought this was a case of, you know, sometimes fans throw phones at the stage so that the artists can take pictures or videos on their phone. Or I thought that's what it was. For him to just like be truthful, I'm like, I wanted to hit her in the eye. For what? Why?
You going to see her Friday?
She's going to be in
Jesse,
town.
Yeah, she's going to be at the Tabernacle. You going to see her? And y'all going to see
her? Well, you know, I could see her because I didn't get hit in the eye with a phone. Have y'all ever gotten hit in the face?
Yeah.
Like, that takes the feeling out of like your entire body.
Yeah.
Especially, you ever been hit in the face with 5G?
All right, honey, coming up, you don't have to watch Beyonce and Jay-Z's Throne anymore. You can just sit on it. Okay. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Check it out. Now, if you're interested in using the same throne that Beyonce and Jay-Z have sat their billion-dollar booties on, here's your chance. And by throne, I mean toilet. Now, the word is a number of items, including a bidet and exterior lights that the couple once used in a home that they leased for a year back in 2015, have now hit the auction block. Now, Eric from Eric's Architectural Salvage LA has items once used in the Carter's rental up on eBay now, and the bidet is going for the asking price of $2,400. There's also some sconces, a huge arch metal door frame, and beautiful French doors. Ooh. Now, what you think? Y'all crazy in love with any of these items?
No, of course I would love the bidet. As long as you change the spout on it, I would love the bidet to sit on it.
Because that's where Beyonce had a kidney shower. Yeah. You know, so I
kidney showers?
Kitty showers.
Well, if you turn the, if you turn the spray high enough, you can get the kidney
showers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Meow, meow showers.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah. You can sit on the same toilet that Beyonce and Jay-Z both did this on.
Yeah.
You know? Like, isn't that special? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Now, if you were to sell a bidet, do you have a bidet, Gary?
Unfortunately not, but you know, they have the portable ones that you can have a shower head.
That's not portable, but it's similar to a bidet, though.
You're just taking it and roll it around the back and let it shoot up.
That it might be the poorest thing I've heard today.
Yeah. Well, 9021, not a good weekend for some couples. Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott might be officially calling it quits after 18 years together.
Word is
Tyga and Avril Lavigne are done, child. So first up, Dean posted this on IG, but then he mysteriously deleted it. But here's what he said. It's with great sadness and a very heavy heart that after 18 years together and 5 amazing children that Tori Spelling and I have decided to go our separate ways and start a new journey of our own.
Oh,
damn, 5 kids, 18 years?
Yeah.
Now, things have always been rocky between these two, but since Tori hasn't commented and the post was deleted, maybe it was just an emotional post? What do y'all think?
Yeah, this sounds like half a bottle of wine and mid-argument is what it sounds like to me.
Or maybe the draft and you accidentally hit send before you was done, like, you know, perfected it.
In the draft folder?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I'm supposed to drop that on Mother's Day.
Tori and Dean may or may not be saying hasta la vista. According to sources, Tyga and Avril Lavigne split up a couple weeks ago, guys. It was a mutual decision, but they're still on good terms. Now, they were first seen hanging out back in February, smooching, and this was on the heels of Avril ending her engagement to Maude's son. Do you guys think it's about to be hot girl summer and hot boy summer for these couples?
Wow, this is so sudden.
Tyga had to go and make things so complicated.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He didn't make nothing complicated. I think Avril used him.
What?
Have you ever dated somebody that was like completely opposite of your type?
Everybody I date.
Really?
Well, I have a type, honey. You're supposed to sample everything.
Well, that's what Avril was doing.
See, that's right, honey.
I can see you with a skater boy.
Ooh, yes, yeah, Gary. A nice gothy time.
I like a thug with gold teeth.
That's what you like?
With beer breath.
You want a thug, but he's not a criminal, though.
Yeah, don't choke me.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I know lately it's been taking 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position.
11 weeks? Hell, I might as well hire myself.
Exactly. That's almost 2.5 months. So if you're hiring for a growing business, do you really have that kind of time to wait?
Well, if you're listening today, I got some advice for you. Stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
So what makes ZipRecruiter the best?
Well, Gary, ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles.
You can check out the people that ZipRecruiter sends you, and if you really like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with one click, plus 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Okay, now this sounds legit, so tell the people where to go.
Yeah, so speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter.com for their hiring needs. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. It's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. All right, so it is a debate that has caused mass hysteria on Twitter right now. Fans are going back and forth about if there were a movie versus who did it better in a prime, Martin Lawrence or Chris Tucker.
So some fans are saying, oh my goodness, it's Martin Lawrence, of course. All right. Because he had the Martin sitcom amongst several huge movies like Bad Boys, Big Mama's House, Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, and A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
But Chris Tucker fans are clapping back saying, y'all tripping, man. Calling Chris the comedy king for his iconic roles in Friday, Rush Hour, you know, that was a trilogy. Mm-hmm. Money Talk, shoot, Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element, yeah. Come on.
No one could have done that other than Chris Tucker. Yeah. So if you had to choose a comedy, go to the movies. Ooh. Who you rocking with? Chris or Martin?
It's going to be Martin Lawrence for me every time. Because it's like, I can't help but to think about Martin not only for movies, but also for his sketch comedy. Shania Drinking, Elroy, Dragonfly.
I like them both, really. I met them both. But, I mean, we see more Martin.
Yeah, we see more.
Chris Tucker, after he, whatever happened to him, he found the Lord or whatever it was, he just fell off that the map.
If Chris Tucker comes back and does Rush Hour again, I want the original vibe. Like, I don't want the jokes to be watered down because of cancel culture. I want all the jokes from the original. I want that type of vibe.
We need it racist.
Yeah, I want a racist ass. I'm sorry. Like, that's what I want.
I don't know that I need them racist.
Well, moving on, child. CBS tried our girl Gayle King and her fellow African-American co-workers by having them work on Juneteenth. But the real twist is that her white co-anchor had the day off. But don't worry, y'all, because Gayle reached down deep down in her roots to channel her inner Harriet Tubman and called them out. Check this out.
Happy Juneteenth to you. Is it lost on anybody that the only white guy at the table is off today is to celebrate Juneteenth? And we're still here. Glad to be here.
We are glad to be here.
I hope Tony's enjoying his Juneteenth holiday.
Oh,
Tana, I have to ask you something, because you know you speak for the white delegation.
Oh, damn it.
Now, what is it with white people being off on Juneteenth? Okay. Y'all, in my opinion, should be clocked in. And the rest of us should be off.
Yes,
look,
Lord.
I just want to say for myself, I believe I was here at this table dishing out that celebrity news, clocked in on Juneteenth.
Now, you know damn well we pre-recorded
that
damn
thing. Don't bring that to me. Okay, that's not my fault. That's not my fault. We took the day off. That's not nothing to do with me.
Yeah. But Jason, I don't know if you were here, though, but he did give us a prerequisite of it when he wore his watermelon shirt. Yes, honey. Let us know, boo.
Gary, come on.
Yes, he remind us, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen.
Yes, honey. How did they let the one white host off? What are they thinking?
Because
he probably requested it off last Juneteenth.
Last year.
That was his daddy's peeping. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, I was today years old when I found out the CVS in CVS Pharmacy actually stood for something. We're going to tell you what it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's the last story of the day. So,
Dish is it.
Guys, looks like CVS actually stands for something. So, a TikToker recently went viral after mentioning she got this dry mouth spray from Consumer Value Stores.
What is that?
And it didn't take long for viewers to rush to the comments about her using the store's full-on government name. One user claimed they previously worked at CVS and admitted in the comments to not knowing what the drugstore's chain's acronym stood for. You guys learn something new every single day. Did anyone here actually know what CVS stood for?
Yeah, I thought it stood for like cervical virgins spritz.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it stood for couldn't verify stuff because CVS be having some off-brand things in there sometimes. It's like, yo, why is there extra vowel in this word?
Yeah, for sure.
My law.
All right, Gary, I want to test your acronym knowledge, all right? All right. Do you know what YOLO stands for? Y-O-L-O?
Yellow Olo Onion.
No, you only live once.
Oh, that what it stands for?
Mm-hmm. What about RAM? R-A-M.
Hit me.
No, not no. The actual word.
I believe it's random access memory if we're getting nerdy. Yeah, Is there another RAM?
Yeah.
What about FOMO?
Man, I don't know. FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Right.
Oh, really?
Miss out on
I thought he was going to say, you bought two, now get FOMO.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.